let's get started. I am outside, so it might start storming soon. So I might have to go inside. But we'll get started. So everyone has chapter 25 pulled up if you want to follow along. Dom said chapter is great. Yep. Dom said most of us are at work right now. Just in a couple hours. This is just the time that we're able to do it. That we're usually free.
Yeah.
But it's recorded, so you can listen to it later if you need to. Oh yeah, it's starting to storm. I'm gonna go inside. Okay. So this chapter cover. So welcome. Welcome to the Boruto podcast. Today we're here on X. We got Watch Boruto. We got Nick. We got Boruto Club. We got Pinky. We got Tana. We got Dom. We got Pra, Void, Ito, and Stone. Welcome. We're doing the chapter 25 review. 25 is a special number. You know, like increments of like 5 and 10. 25 is a special number. And from the leaks, I can already tell you that this chapter is very special. So, yo, watch Boruto, your mic, bro. It's too loud.
Oh, it's bad?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
All right. This chapter is called Those Girls, and the cover has Himawari with the tailed fox in like a chibi form or like a small form. Not even chibi, but just like smaller. So, starting off, we go up to page 3. We see Konohamaru with the thorn bulb, soul thorn bulb. We see Moegi in the tree, trapped. And he literally just, like, sticks the bulb in. I was always wondering how that would even, like, work. Like, how would they use the thorn bulb?
Yeah, that was kind of cool to see.
Yeah. So, moving on to page 4. We see it, like, starts to go in. And then we see, like, Sarada's... it looks like the Sarada, her eyes, the Tomoe. It looks like a sun pattern, and then in the middle is literally a Renegon eye, and Inojin, we see Inojin's there, he's alive and he's nervous. Konohamaru is standing right there and Moegi just starts smoking. So next page, she falls out and Konohamaru catches her. Konohamaru says, Moegi, hey, do you know who I am? Chocho is there saying, Master Moegi. So, the next page, page 6. She opens her eyes and says, Konohamaru-chan. And, like, wow, this moment right here. First of all, this is my first time reading this. The chapter just dropped today. So this is such a powerful moment. Holy cow. Himawari's happy. Konohamaru hugs her. And she says Konohamaru-chan again. Now, I think this is an amazing panel. This is just beautiful.
What I liked about it is for the first time since, like, basically Two Blue Vortex came out, this is like the first chapter where like nobody's, it doesn't seem like everybody's dying or getting bald or, you know, like it was the first time that everyone seemed like at least like, you know, happy and like, you know, there wasn't like something chaotic going on or some, you know, some alien dropping from the sky or whatever.
I mean, how long ago did Moegi even get turned into a tree?
That was like, I think chapter 4. Maybe 5.
Watch Boruto, do you know?
I don't even remember. I think it might have been 4. Because 5 was more Sasuke. Yeah, I think
it was a while ago.
Interesting. Okay. So that's been a while. Well, for us, it's been a while. But, like, in the actual storyline, how long is that?
That's a good question.
I feel like it's 6 days, no?
Six days? What the team
said. Yeah, Tosh and Koji was like, I haven't had an update in 6 days. So it's at least 6 days.
Right. Okay.
All that in 6 days? Damn. These guys,
it's traumatizing, man.
Right.
Okay, so moving on. For the next panels, we're on page 7. The second half of the page, we see this tiny dot in the sky, and then it's Boruto. And he's watching everything happening right now. Boruto's literally flying right above them and just watching. With, I think, his hands in his pockets. He's just chilling.
I guess so Tsuki don't get dizzy or anything.
Yo, watch Boruto, can you mute? Or is that Nick? There we go. We're getting this loud, like, noise of a fan. Okay, so moving on. Page 8. So we see the sand village and the hidden village in the sand, and we see the dialogue starts off. Yeah, there's a lot of dialogue, but that's really good because we get a lot of information. So they say, yeah, Shinki's been restored back to himself too. And Gaara's alive. He's injured, but not critically. He hasn't woken up yet due to the sealing jutsu, but he's expected to soon. So does this mean that Gaara is now also like sealed too somehow? Like he's like, we got Naruto sealed. We got Sasuke sealed, now Gaara is sealed.
Not really. Because he was sealed by the sand from Shinki, not the tree. But if you mean, like, incapacitated out of the story, for now, they said soon, so how long is soon to them? Soon for us is different.
That's true, yeah.
All right, so the next half of the page, in the bottom half, Shikamaru, we see him say, that's good to hear. And then we have...
Sai.
It's Sai. Yeah, he looks interesting here. He says, Shikamaru, the elders are calling. He said, Shikamaru said, I'll be right there. So is that the old elders, old people?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, how old are those people? Like, seriously. Like, they must be, like, freaking 110
degrees.
Like, come on.
I think 90 to 100, somewhere around there. Because they would have been heroes in the age if Hiruzen was alive still.
But, I mean, and who are they to, like, you know, have all this power? I never understood that, but whatever. Let them be the elders.
Yeah. Well, they are the oldest people in the village, so.
Yeah, I guess that's true, yeah.
All right, so moving on. Page 9. We see the Leaf Hospital. And everyone's in there, and we see Moegi. Is that Moegi? Yeah, Moegi's on the bed. And they said, I don't see any bone or muscle atrophy. No organ issues. So, like, Moegi's, like, what percent? Like, good. And Sarda's there. They're standing at the door, and she's watching. And she turns, and she sees Sarda there, and they say, they're talking to Moegi, I think they're saying, the only thing is that your chakra flow is sluggish, luckily from that tree having fed off of you. So I'm assuming Sarda and Sumire are going to talk. Sarda probably wants to talk. That's why she's there in the first place. All right, next page. Sakura's there. She's saying, so your overall condition can be summed up as mild malnutrition. Just eat lots and get plenty of rest. And everyone's happy.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of episode 11. Episode 11, they did the same thing. It was the same group, kind of. This is when Nui arc was still, or what they were trying to figure out what the ghost was. They didn't know what it was, what it actually was, which was Nui. Funny that Sumire is there now in this time, but last time she wasn't. So this random, I don't know, he was just random. I don't remember him as anybody. But this random, he got bit by that snake thing, right?
And then the snake was, yeah.
Yeah. And then he went on a little rampage where he was just messing up Shinju Park, right? The park that has the big tree and shit. And then they finally got him to get, I guess, calmed down or something. I don't know. But then they brought him into the hospital, and they were saying that, look at him. Because he looked like his literal person was drained of blood. You know how they have that? Where vampires or chupacabras drink the blood and now they're super wrinkly, like they look really old. You know that?
Yeah.
It was like that. And they, Sakura was healing him, of course. But in episode 11, it was Boruto and Naruto talking about, this is what happens, right? So they're showing the, not even casualties of battle, because he didn't die, but they're just showing the results of battle. And then this time, they say it's also mild or malnourishment, but it's only mild because of how it was feeding on it, on them. I mean, so it's crazy because the tree doesn't take as much chakra from him. But then again, Sumire was the reason why it took so much chakra with the ghost thing. Because the ghost thing was to, you know, build up Nui and then blow it up in the village. Because she was still trying to get revenge for what happened.
So, yeah, that's a good point.
Was that in the manga or was that anime only? I can't remember.
Anything with Sumire before we see her in the manga is anime, yeah.
Okay. So that was like,
but this is another reason why it's better.
That's like when back when Boruto was trying to figure out his Shogun or whatever.
Yeah, it's episodes 1 through 15. That's right. The first arc, and that one is episode 11 in particular. I think like 4 minutes and 30 seconds in is where they show a similar scene like this at the hospital. Sakura is the doctor. And they talk about whatever's going on in front of them, you know?
So, on page 10, at the bottom, Moegi says, thank you, Konohamaru-chan. And Konohamaru has like a little smile on his face. And the very next page, he says, no problem, just get well quickly. And like, I just want to say, like, you got to think, Konohamaru just had to deal with killing, Matsuri.
Matsuri.
And like, did it reveal Moegi's true feelings to Konohamaru? Konohamaru had to deal with killing, like, literally a clone of Moegi. So, like, this is pretty crazy stuff that happened. And for Konohamaru to now be chilling there, and Moegi's calling her Konohamaru-chan, like, what's going to happen here, you know? I feel like it can't just end there. Okay, so we see Sumire and Sarada, page 11. Sarada's nervous, and she asks Sumire, hey, do you have a minute? So next page, we see them. This tree, is this the same tree that they always show with the ring?
Yep.
Bench around it.
Yep, that's what I'm telling you. That's that episode 12. That's that episode. What else was it on? The Ryogi episode where Shikadai and Ryogi are playing Shoji, and then they Shikadai tricks him into exposing himself that he's part of the Byakuya gang. That tree with the circle is always a rarely common setting. It could just be because that's like obvious. They just built a bunch of those, but they always like to pick there because it's. And it's always with these talks, too. Ryogi and Shikadai, they had a talk over there. Boruto and Mitsuki had a talk over there, episode 12. Now this.
This is the spot, bro. This is, like, the spot, the hangout spot. I think there might be some deeper, like, meaning to it. But I think Ikimoto just really likes drawing this tree with the circle bench around it. You know, I just think he likes just drawing that area. And it's a beautiful spot too, by the way. But let's continue. So page 13. We see, all right, so they start their conversation. And Sumire says, good job out there, your mission. It was rough, wasn't it? And Sumire was able to watch it through what, Delta? Or how was Amado? How was Amado? Yeah, but how
Sumire
did
Sumire was watching it through Kawaki's? Apparently, he has like some kind of eye, like he can see what Kawaki sees. Amado, I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just insane.
I mean, it's pretty intrusive, yeah.
I think Amino did something with. How did Amino figure that out? I'm telling you, I'm thinking Amino from the future. Because in the last chapter, chapter 24, he called something out saying, no, everything's not fine or whatever. Like he said, Amino called it out. Like he knew what's going to happen. And the only way you know that is if you're from the future or you're Momoshiki. It's the only way you can see the future. So Sarada says, oh yeah, kinda. And Sarada cuts off Sumire and says, Sumire. And this panel right here, the whole page, page 14, this whole drawing of Sarada here, this angle, this view, is really intense. They literally like it's the word bubble even is big and bold. So all right, page 15. Sarada says, I mean, may I call you that? And here we go. In Sumire's head, I'm thinking, this is her talking to herself. She says, how much longer will I still just be class rep to you?
No, that's the flashback from a previous chapter.
That's a flashback?
She stormed off. Yeah, she like, they were talking, and then she went away because she didn't want to hear it.
Okay.
And then she was saying that.
Okay, yeah, so that's the flashback.
It was after I think it was when Sumire had that blow up in front of Ada about running into Boruto's arms. Right after that, she said.
Yeah, I don't remember what chapter exactly, but it was after 12.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a flashback there. So the fact that Sumire or Sarada is calling, saying to Sumire, "Can I call you that? Can I call you your name?" Isn't that embarrassing? Like, why would you want to be called class rep the whole time? Like, why not your real name?
That's what you were saying before.
Yeah. And you know. So Sumire says, "Sure." So next page. Oh my god. And this is where the chapter title comes in, I think. It says the girls or something. Here we have the first panel on the top of page 16. We have Ada, and she's watching Sarada and Sumire, and they don't even know. That is crazy. That's like drama, like crazy. Well, anyways, Sarada says, "I want to apologize. I've been insensitive about a lot of things." And Sumire says, no, I'm sorry for suddenly saying such rude things to you. Sumire says, "At the time, I was so shocked, I didn't know what to say." And then the next page, page 17. Sumire says, "Because what you said, every single bit of it, was absolutely true."
Nah, it definitely wasn't. Not every single bit. I know it's hard.
They're trying to be nice.
In a positive affirmation, yeah. But hell no. Not everything she said was true.
You can tell that they're trying to just like be nice to each other and solve it or something, talk it out. But Sarada says, "I was a coward hiding from your feelings and my own lack of power. I was avoiding facing the reality that was right in front of me." Oh, wow. So Blonde Hinata or Tana, she said, "Calling people by their first name is only for close friends in Japan." Wow. So it is a big deal. Why are they still calling her class rep? All right, so continuing at the bottom of page 17, Sarada says, "Remember when you asked me once," and it's a flashback to them younger, and it's Sumire saying, "And does that bother you, Sarada? The other girls might like Boruto." And she said, "Huh, seriously? Of course not." Page 18, Sarada says, "I wasn't lying. Not back then. I had utterly no interest in Boruto at that point. He didn't take up any space in my thoughts." Ada's still watching. Crazy. And Sarada says, "But one day I realized I was spending more and more time thinking about him." So, page 19. Sarada says, "You know, trouble seems to follow him. He's always in a bind. I constantly worry about him as one of his teammates. But before long, I started to get confused about whether my feelings only existed because we were on the same team. Or if it was something more." There's a lot of pauses in between this. I'm just reading it fast. But there's a lot of pausing between each phrase and sentence. All right, Tana, I'll let you come up. So we're on page 20. Hey, Tana, you're up now. You can talk if you want to.
Are they up connected? Because they're not muted.
Oh, muted for me.
Never mind. Okay, well, hey, no, but that part right there with the before long, all that, whatever. That's how you know Sarda was lying in the first part that she said, where she talking about everything you said was true.
Exactly.
Because she did not just barely, or not, what'd she say? Before long, she been new, or even earlier. She said at that point, she had no interest in Boruto. Yes, she did. Everybody knows it. Everybody's seen it. You know, there's a panel where she's really, really young. I don't know how old, probably like Hinata, I mean, not Hinata, Himawari age in early Boruto, where she's stalking him, like how Hinata did Naruto. She's behind a pillar or some shit, and then she's looking over the shoulder or over the curb to look at Boruto, and Boruto's facing away from her. So she's always had this interest in Boruto. So her is talking about some, oh, I didn't have no, yeah, you lying like shit. We know.
Yeah. All right, so on page 20. So Sarada's continuing to talk. She says, but spending energy obsessing over such things made me a complete loser, which made me wonder whether I had any right to still try to become Hokage. And then we get a little flashback to what was her name again?
Yoda.
Yoda, yeah. She's saying, it says, you misunderstand, you're probably deluding yourself subconsciously. And Yoda's dying right here. So, page 21, Sumer says Sarada. And Ada's still watching. And, you know, Ada's been using her eye a lot lately. And I feel like Mamushi might pop up at some point.
I mean, if the future sees, or if we see in the future, then definitely. Because we already...
Oh, Ada is captivated by their conversation. So she just can't resist watching.
And I think earlier in part one, she was talking when she was first talking about the Samurgan, or somebody was talking about it, I forget. They were like, think of it like cameras and surveillance cameras. And I think some either her or somebody said that it began boring being able to see everything, you know? She was talking about, oh, you know, some interesting things happen now and then. And she tunes in. This is interesting, so she's tuning in, you know?
Yeah, it. I mean, it's the girl stuff, and that's the title of this chapter. So of course, Ada's going to be tuning in. So, Sumire, is it Sumire saying it, or Sarada's talking now? But they say, "But you see, I've decided." Oh, it's Sarada. But you see, I've decided to stop running. Sarada says, "It's a full." Holy cow! Page 22 is a full page. Panel, like a one panel for this whole entire page, and it's a full shot of Sarada, and she just says, I also like Boruto. I think we all knew that.
Every time I see that little like kunai holder on anybody, I just think, what the fuck, they're carrying a gun? But no.
Right,
it's just kunai. Or a shuriken sometimes. But most people, they put the shuriken in the back pouch. Like the fanny pack, but they flip it around to the back where the bottom of the spine is. They put the shuriken right there, and then they put the kunai on one of those longer ones.
Yeah, so her outfit's interesting. Like she has... The little leaf symbol is like a little badge on her jacket. But of course, she has to have her weapons there. That's a good detail. Okay, so page 23. Sumire is just staring at Sarada. It looks like Ada's in complete shock. How did Ada not know? I don't know. But Ada's in complete shock that this just happened, that they just told her that Sarada just told Sumire. So the next page, page 24. Sarada says, my wanting to help him will only make me stronger. it makes me think like I can become Hokage.
Hey, and that reminds me, first off, from Naruto, where Haku said it to Naruto, right? Incredible or extraordinary or something, strength, when you have something to protect. That's what Haku told Naruto, speaking of Hokage. And then, again, Naruto, speaking of Hokage, when he was talking about that with Sasuke, talking about finding your rival or finding somebody you want to protect. And then that pushes each other for bigger and greater heights, like they did with Naruto and Sasuke.
We also see that in the last chapter, chapter 24, with Jura.
And yeah, he was explaining this some more too.
Yeah, Jura was telling Kawaki that he's looking for what humans have as love, and it's either a weakness to them or it makes them stronger. So yeah, we see the bonding between people. All right, so Sarda says, those are my new feelings. So she's feeling like if she's with, basically the way I see it is Sarda wants to unlock more of her eye power or different stuff she can do if she's with Boruto in those situations.
No, definitely not eye power, but it's more like, what Naruto did, right? Since
don't think she can unlock some new abilities?
Well, Sarda wants to be honest with her feelings, and being honest with her feelings, she's able to use her power to its fullest potential.
Right.
Not because, what is this? I forget where it's from, but there's this really good clip out where it's a little girl asking somebody, what is a soulmate? And then the guy explains what's a soulmate. I forget how it goes, but that clip right there is exactly what they're trying to do. But she said new feelings, right? So if it's new feelings, there's old feelings. She just explained what the old feelings were, even though she's lying. Because, she was deluding herself subconsciously. Oh, yeah, I don't actually like Boruto. I don't pay him any attention. Yes, he do. So the new feelings reminds me of Naruto when he said it to Hinata. I forget which episode it was exactly. It might have been episode 51, Boruto's birthday episode, where he tells Hinata, when they're looking over Boruto as he's asleep, that he has a new dream, right? Feelings, dream, same thing, but it's a new version of it. Because his old dream was what? I'm gonna become the Hokage, believe it, right? Now that he is the Hokage, what's the new dream? The new dream is I'm going to protect my family. And who is my family? It's the entire village. That's his new dream. So it reminded me of this. And it's following that same pattern. Everything that Naruto did, she's doing. And what was the result of Naruto? Naruto became Hokage. And that's why she's saying, I could feel like I could become Hokage. Because she's doing everything Naruto was doing, just a little bit different. Because it's a different situation.
All right, so, page 25. Sumire says, I already knew long ago how you felt, Sarda. It was totally obvious. Yo, Sumire is cold. Sarda says, back at you, Sumire. The next page, 26. But thank you for telling me directly. So from this point on, I'm not gonna hold back anymore. Wow. And Sarda says,
yeah, the reason why Sumer has always been the ... is because she was holding back, but I guess from now on maybe she'll like take some action instead of always being ... yeah. Maybe she'll even become a new thing.
What's it called? That's the her character. She's always been one to not talk. Why do you think she's like super quiet in the class? Shy? What else? What's the other word that they be describing her? I just remember shy and quiet. But they're always talking about, damn, you're not doing nothing. You know?
So,
or especially, right? Taking initiative. So there was forget which episode, because it was before they went to the mist. But when they were talking about the
field trip, they were like, all right, we're going to need a class representative. What's that? A class rep, right? Really a trip leader, but they voted for Boruto instead of her, right? And then even he said, what? I thought you would have, because you're the class rep. But she didn't, because she's not speaking up, not saying nothing, not doing nothing. Hold him back.
Yeah. Okay, so at the bottom of 27, page 27, Ada's there, and she says, no way. How dare you have such a super intense convo when I'm not present? She says, hey, come in, sensor unit. Please connect me, stat. And the next page, it's a big panel of Sarada and Sumire holding hands, and Ada says, with those girls. So Ada's trying to get in touch with them. So what, Ada's trying to hang out with them, have a girls' night or something?
Holding hands is crazy.
What's going on? No, you see that?
Maybe that's me, but I know I see that they're holding hands, but that shit is crazy. I mean, I guess I can't, say how they should react. I ain't a girl, but still.
Yeah.
Ada wants what they have. Ada wants to be close friends with someone.
Yeah. Physical touch is a sign of love. She don't get real love. She don't know what that is. So her seeing physical touch. What is it called? Love language? Love language.
So Ada's jealous of these girls. All right. All right. So page 29. Here we go. Here's like my favorite scenes. We see the Uzumaki house and we see Himawari. She's meditating. You see her through the window meditate. And suddenly she jumps. Oh, in the next page, she's actually inside the what's mental it called? Space. It's like a mental.
I just call it a mental space.
I'm gonna call it a mental cavity or something, because it's like it has Kurama there, and it's kind of like the water, the place that Naruto would talk to
Naruto,
Kurama,
yeah.
Basically. And we see like a small Ninetales Kurama. And boom, Himawari gets smacked by one of the tails. She falls into the water. Okay, this is cool. So Kurama says, that ain't the way. Don't get it at all. And he says, listen, don't rely on arm strength when throwing a punch. And don't kick using your leg strength. Your chakra accomplish it all through chakra control. Better control than your average shinobi. So who's who's Himawari's teacher? Is Kurama Himawari's sensei? Is this
Moegi?
Moegi?
Oh, I guess yeah. They all say master. Every person that there's an elder to, because of the respect thing, you know, in Japan, they always like give them a suffix, or is it a suffix? Whatever's at the end, they always give them something right at the end, like.
But I think master implies the teacher, so I think Moige is Himawari's teacher, and then she trains with.
She said it earlier
Moige
in the chapter. Princess. She was like, "Yay, okay. Master!" But
yeah,
nah, really, anybody who trains them is a master. Just. Which is her main one? Probably Moegi. Because she was with Shikacho when they were training in the first place before they were hunting it by Jura, before he came to the village. But you know what that reminds me of? Kurama talking about some don't rely on your arm strength when throwing a punch. And don't kick using your leg strength. What you mean? How I'm supposed to kick without using my leg? How I'm supposed to throw a punch without using my arm? It's because it reminds me of when Boruto was talking about it. When Boruto was trying to teach somebody, like, oh, this is how you do it, right? Do a certain move or jutsu. I forget which episode. It was early, though, because he was in the academy still. They were saying, like,
Well, the reason why I mentioned, like, teachers, because to me, it just seems like he's trying to teach Himawari her chakra control.
Oh, yeah,
Himawari doesn't know how to do that.
Yeah, it goes into what Boruto was saying. Like, Boruto's like, oh, I just do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and it works. Because he's a prodigy, obviously, the greatest of all of them. But
well, he already doesn't have anyone to train her how to be Jinchuriki, so she's relying on Kurama to teach her.
But once the when Boruto says that, he's like, man, how am I supposed to get that? It was Denki, that's what it was. He was trying to teach Denki. Because they were trying to run up the wall. They were trying to do the little tree exercise where Denki has to run up a wall, and then Iwabe had to get better at, like, the math of it. Or not the math, but the academic side, not the ninjutsu side of it. And the whole point of that episode, I think it was episode, now that I remember what it was, I think it was episode 16. Whole point of that episode was you got to learn it your own way. Boruto learned it his own way. That's why he, when he explains it, he can't really explain it properly because he just says, I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, or something like that. And then whenever somebody else teaches Boruto, same thing. He's like, what? How am I supposed to? Or like when he was learning the Rasengan, Konohamaru was teaching him. He's a real sensei. He's a real team captain sensei, right? And he still couldn't get it off of him. He had to learn it off of mixing cake batter in front of Himawari. See? So this right here, the don't kick with your leg, don't throw a punch with your arm. It's just you're going to have to learn it your own way. You're going to have to figure it out. You know, it's one of those.
Yeah. All right. So page 32, Himawari says, I know that. I am a ninja, you know. Rama says, nope, you don't understand a thing. For you are no ordinary shinobi. In fact, you're even a little different from Jinchuriki. Those who host Biju inside of them. He says, you are a human, and yet, if anything, you're more similar to me and Jura. What?
Hey. this, what do they call it? Pseudo something? Where it's like, they're half this, half that, or part this, part that. Hey, that's pretty cool. I wonder if she can die, though, and come back.
Oh, I wonder if it was Kurama that made Hinata pregnant.
Oh, boy.
What? Oh, that whole... Hell nah. Hell nah. The whole Kurama was watching when it happened. No. But I like how she said, I'm a ninja. I know, that's them. Hey, they be doing all weird shit, but... I like how she said I'm a ninja, because part one, and even earlier, obviously, there was multiple examples of her not knowing what she's going to be, right? A perfect example. This is why the anime is getting better. Episode 150-something. I forget exactly. It might be 156, because 150... No, it might be 154. One of those. She goes on a little, like, trial session where she does a bunch of ninja stuff at the academy. She runs up walls, she does a little parkour, she does her own mission. Her mission was to save some animal, and then, or not save some animal, just finish the mission without giving up, because that's what it was. It wasn't the mission really didn't truly matter like that, because it's first off not real, it's an exercise. But it was also mainly to test not giving up, because there was a point in time where one of her teammates, it was a three-man team, they were setting her up to be part of three-man teams in that trial exercise. One of her teammates was about to give up because it looked like he couldn't get out of a well that they were in. But she, you know, inspired the group, and they did it, and they completed it. And she was like, I mean, yeah, I did it. She has the talent for it, for sure. But at the end, she's like, I don't know. Because then, also, there are other things that you can be outside of ninja. You don't have to be a ninja if you could do the ninjutsu stuff. It's what happened in episode 35. Episode 35, they said the same thing. Episode 35, it was everybody at the academy getting interviewed by Sukeya. Sukeya is actually just Kakashi without the mask. You know, his alter ego, where he's a news reporter or news article writer. I don't know what he is. I'm assuming it got to be a news article, not a news report like on the TV, but yeah, he went out interviewing everybody, and then Boruto even explained, like, yeah, I mean, I see former ninjas, or I see people with ninja abilities, like ninjutsu and stuff, that they just work regular, degular jobs, you know? Mailman, firefighter, yada, yada. Right. So her saying, I am a ninja now, is her saying, or her finally getting off of that point of, I mean, I don't know, I'm still young, I could pick whatever I want. She's picked. This is her now, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so page 33, Kurama continues and says, listen, I'm not talking about what you are or aren't here. Point is solely what fighting style you should adopt. This is just a basic intro. He says, forget everything you know. Think of yourself as a personification of chakra. Chakra in human form. He says, it'll all lead from there. Himawari says, that's easy for you to say. I can't even begin to imagine that. Kurama says, I'm tired. We're done for today. And he like goes to sleep. Which it looks, it's pretty funny. It looks like a cat. Or dog. Just right there.
It reminds me of how he looked in front of Kawaki. Remember that episode? Another episode. This one was in the manga, though, because it was part of the manga, because it has
Kawaki. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he's asleep, right? Naruto's asleep, and then Kurama's guarding over him, and then Kurama's like, hey, I want to talk to you. And then Kawaki sees, and it's just, boom, a big, big head of just Kurama talking to him. And then Naruto tried to say, hey, what'd y'all talk about that one time? And then before he, before Kurama died, right, he was like, what y'all talk about? He said, oh, nothing really. They was talking about everything. You know?
Yeah. And then Himawari says, oh, hey, Kurama, wait. And then the next page, page 34, she like, wakes up out of her meditation and she says, yeesh, I wasn't done talking to you. Damn it, Kurama.
Oh, like someone on Facebook pointed out that the chair she sits on is the same one that Kawaki used to sit in.
Really?
I mean, yes, they got two of them.
That yeah, maybe set. She's like, maybe she sits in the chair to remind her of Kawaki.
Wait, no, who in her mind is Florida, so. That's the couch. I'm looking at it right now. That's the couch because they're in the Hokage office in the at the house. Because look, them two pictures, those are the two Naruto pictures. Those are Naruto and his team, right, with the with the Kakashi photo, where Kakashi is grabbing them two, and then Sakura is in the middle. That's the one photo, and then the other photo, I forget, but it's him older. He's as an adult. So that's the Hokage office at the house that they're in. And then that means, if that's the Hokage office, then that's the long sofa-type thing that Boruto... Remember this one episode, Boruto, he runs out to wake his father up and jumps on his stomach? Or y'all don't remember that?
I think so.
Yeah, okay, well, it's that same couch, because that's a little too long to be a regular, like, armchair or sofa thing. That's that couch. That's the couch where, also, I think Kawaki, where Kawaki was asleep, and then Boruto tried to go wake him up, too, but he was trying to use, like, a little, like, I don't know, stick. He was trying to poke him up to wake up. Yeah, that's that same couch.
Okay, so continuing page 34, we see Boruto is on top of a building nearby watching the house. Not sure if he can hear or see what Himawari was doing, but page 35, he's just sitting there. And we see him close his eye.
Mental space.
Yes, yeah. And he goes into his. So we saw Himawari do it, and now Boruto's going to do it into their mental cavity, mental space. And we see this, like, tree. Where is it? Is this from...
Well, I gotta assume it's a mental space that recreates the dimension that they were in for the Momoshiki fight. Because okay, so the is the one that blew up whenever Boruto and them clashed.
Okay. So it's a recreation. But
it gotta be.
So we see Momoshiki's chilling on the edge on the, the cliff there. So page 37, Momoshiki's chilling. What a panel. This is art. Yeah,
this
right
is
here,
I gotta say. This is the exact same spot, or not maybe exact same. He's in a different pose. But this is the same exact spot where they first did it. When they first went into the frozen time thing. And he's talking about, oh, you carry Hyuga blood in you in the manga version, but then in the anime version it's Otsutsuki blood. Oh yeah, also, are they gonna, because it's different versions depending on the manga or anime, right, where they did this time stop. In the anime, it was just a desolate, like, space. It looked like space with a bunch of shit in the background. So I wonder if they're going to make that be, whenever they do it in the anime, be
oh, they that definitely will.
The anime version of it. Remember where he was like, these ordinary, or no, individuals don't remain ordinary. Remember that?
Bro, they definitely will.
I feel like they definitely will, because
they will. Well, I just gotta say this is our first Momoshiki appearance in Two Blue Vortex, 20 chapters in.
Yeah,
that's crazy. This is absolutely insane. So Momoshiki says, "What has gotten into you, to make you come seek me out?"
They emphasize me, so yeah. Momoshiki definitely was on purpose not trying to talk. You know, because the whole he was three years silent, or what, however many years silent. That's definitely his doing, not any other. Like, oh, he can't. It's
that also I gotta say the fact that Momoshiki's basically sealed at this point, but it kind of correlates to Teneri, how Teneri is sealed for, 100 years or 500 years or something? Or
10,000.
1,000 years? Okay, so,
10,000.
10,000? Okay, so...
Yep.
So, for Otsutsukis, it seems like being sealed can be a common occurrence, maybe? And it's like, they're used to it? You know?
I don't know. I mean, when they did it to Toneri, that shit felt like a punishment. Because it was.
Yeah.
But it felt like... no, even the way he was screaming, I like the voice actor in sub, but even the way he was like, no, he's not ready, when it was a time freeze, talking about Boruto, because Boruto's not ready yet to be able to stand up against whatever future threats he sees. But yeah, that time freeze, I don't know, it felt like, we'll see in the coming pages right here.
Okay, so page 38. I believe we have like 3 pages left. So, page 38, Boruto says, "Yo, freeloader, as sulky as ever I see." Momoshiki says,
"Boy said freeloader."
Yeah,
Momoshiki. You know he's called that to Kawaki. Yeah. The first time they seen each other at the house, they called him a freeloader.
So Momoshiki says, "I am deeply despairing. Because you have failed to die yet again. And keep going on living." He said, Momoshiki says, "I should have left things well alone that day Kawaki killed you." And he says, "With reincarnation no longer possible, and with me unable to take over your mind either, there is only one thing my poor homeless soul desires now. To be freed off this curse via your death. And become nothing." So Momoshiki at this point, is he being serious? You think he's real serious about like he just wants to die? And nah, I think he has a long term plan. He's already seen the future with Boruto.
There is the saying, there's a little bit of truth in everything. So it's definitely
Momoshiki seriously wants to die. I mean, like he's pretty much giving up.
It's definitely not giving up, but it's definitely that he feels this even a little bit. But that's what I was saying with earlier, that it was when Toneri did it, it felt more like a prison, because it's literally a prison. You're frozen there in time for 10,000 years, and by the time you come back, it's going to be 10,000 years later, right? And now Momoshiki also feels like he's in a prison that he can't really do nothing about. He said no reincarnation, so he can't get out by escaping, and he can't take over by overthrowing the prison. You know, like, the prison is the body, so he overthrows the prison, takes over the warden. It reminds me, actually, of that one Mujina Bandits arc, where they tried to do the same thing. The warden was in on it and all that, but no, to be freed via death, I feel like he's saying that for sure, in part, and we don't know how much in part, but in part, he actually feels that way, and then also in part, he's telling that to Boruto so that he can hear it, you know?
Yeah. So page 39, Boruto says, I'm here to ask you something. Could you consider lending me a hand? Momoshiki says, don't make me laugh, be gone. Boruto says, just hear me out. I do plan to compensate you. And page 40, Boruto says, if we're able to take down Jura, I'll give you my body. You can have everything you want. Momoshiki does the side eye right here. This and it's zoomed in. And I think this is such a powerful panel.
Hey, it's zoomed in also because they didn't want to show the mouth. Is he smirking? Is he frowning? Is
think
he
so?
Pleased? Is he not? You know?
He's definitely interested now.
Yeah, it piqued his interest. But this right here, I think I've said it previous in other episodes where I was talking about the biggest regrets Boruto, right? For Boruto. I was saying that probably his biggest regret ever will having be trusting Naruto. What do I mean, trusting Naruto? I forget which episode, but it's called the Uzumaki Household. It might be like 198 or something. It's in the 190s because it was definitely before the 200s. And that gets murky because it was a bunch of vase talk. That was around when Kawaki broke the vase and all that. So, in this episode, though, where it was called the Uzumaki Household, Boruto meets him for the first time, right? Meets Kawaki for the first time at his own house, the Uzumaki Household. That's why I said it's funny he called him Freeloader, because that's what he called the Kawaki at the beginning, right? Or not at the beginning, but, you know, at the start of their formal relationship. Because before, they just were both on the battlefield.
So if Boruto actually gives Momoshiki his body, that means that's why Kawaki wants to kill him in the first chapter.
Shit, I don't know. But the one regret, right, that I always pointed out was he believed in Naruto. I'm sorry, but that was the wrong thing to do. It will always be the wrong thing to do because look at what happened now. But the main thing was what to do with Kawaki, right? Because Naruto is Naruto. He's a naive person, so he actually thinks he can change Kawaki.
Yeah.
Right? And Boruto said, hell nah, he is in this, you cannot let him in this house. He is here with Hinata. I don't know what he can do, whatever, right? And it's the whole purge thing. Y'all ever seen The Purge? Are you going to let the guy in or not? Because if they never let him in, the movie doesn't happen, right? But
Yeah, so Boruto finally gets coerced, because it was coercion. Even if Boruto doesn't believe so or tries to rationalize that it wasn't coercion. It was coercion. He finally gives in and says, all right, fuck it. And the reason was because Naruto said, well, I'm going to be here, though. I'm going to be here. That still didn't stop it. Matter of fact, you were there when they sealed you. Right? So, yeah, that was the biggest regret. Or at least I used to say. Now, we have a possible contender for that title. I'll give you my body. You can have everything you want. Not anything, because anything is just one single thing. Everything is everything. It's all things ever, right? So I think this right here, should it come to fruition, will probably be his biggest regret. Because at least his old biggest regret, which is still his current one, because he hasn't had this happen yet with giving up his body. But his old biggest regret will always be that he believed in Naruto when he shouldn't have. I'm sorry. So now, this is something y'all could actually fault him for. At least that it's based upon his own decisions. But everybody knows this is not about to happen. And if it do happen, this is all part of his plan. Boruto is the best ever to do this type shit. Where he has a plan behind the plan. Right? Hidden meaning behind the hidden meaning. The unpredictability that he has. He's the best to do it. So everybody knows that there's no way. There's no way if Boruto is who he currently is allowing that just to go down with no, nothing at all. No contention. But we don't know.
You know? Okay, so to finish it off, the last page, page 41, Sumire says, but it's likely Boruto himself hasn't picked up on how we feel about him. Sarada says, likely, oh, he definitely has no clue. Though, honestly, that's what's endearing about him.
So, wait, there's another page?
That was it. That was the final page.
Oh, shit, I didn't see that one. It wasn't loading in for me. Damn. All right. Oh. He definitely has no clue what's endearing about him.
Yeah.
I feel like Boruto definitely do. I don't know.
Right.
Because there's no way they have that every scene that we've seen of them and he doesn't get it. Then again, right? This reminds me, another episode, another reason why the anime is better. It was right around when they're fighting... Not around when they're first investigating Victor and his company, right? Because Victor had a company that was doing a bunch of R&D that actually was trying to get the chocolate fruit. And in this one episode, there's this mission to find this lady's husband who went missing at that area, right? And she gives him a ring, or not, she gives him a ring, she has a ring. So he's married. She's married, I mean. They find the guy, and the guy's, like, zombified, right? Or I don't know what it was again. I think it might have been Hashirama cells. It's always Hashirama cells. But he looked like a zombie and shit. He acted like a zombie. And they had to, after that, then they gave the ring back. Or they had to give the ring back because Boruto kept the ring, right? He kept the ring after they did that. And then Boruto goes over to Sarada and is like, hey, I gotta talk to you about something. Or something like that. And she's at the hospital. And then, or nearby. And then Boruto pulls out the ring. And it's an engagement ring because the couple was married. So it's an engagement ring. And she's like, what is this? What are you doing? And he's thinking obviously he's not. But she's thinking, like, what is this? Are you about to propose or something? And then Boruto acted stupid. But it reminded me of that right there, how he has no clue what's going on. He don't know what it means to pull out a ring finger and shit. Or a ring finger. Engagement ring. It reminded me of that. Look it up. It's somewhere in 70s, 60s, around.
Okay, well, thanks for joining
us. I guess Sada Mike said that Boruto is clueless about relationships.
Yeah. Oh, another episode, since we're doing a bunch of episodes to get, this is your homework, all right? Another episode, Cho-Cho and all them are at the theater with Boruto, and they're watching a romance movie. Cho-Cho, after the movie, Boruto's like, what even was the plot about? Because he wasn't paying too much attention because he didn't get it. Cho-Cho says, what you mean? They were in love, all that. So this clueless thing, it's obvious that, you know, before, he definitely had no clue about no love, nothing about love, but after he did. So now, he definitely would have a clue about it. She just doesn't know. Sarada just doesn't know. He knows, you know?
All right, well, do your homework. Make sure you rewatch Boruto, reread the chapter again, do your research, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Thank you for joining us for the Chapter 25 review. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Nick and Tana, for coming up to speak. We really appreciate that when you guys come up. The Discord, the Two Blue Vortex Discord, we're getting close to 5,000 members. Check out everything on Boruto Club, boruto.club. And yeah, we'll see you in the next podcast. Thank you.